Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. I'm Gary Bell, and we're here for you to give you the information and to educate you and teach you about different injury subjects each week. And the reason we do it at Bell and Pollock is because we've learned over the years that when people come into our office, they really, really don't know or understand what they're facing when they've been injured in like a car crash, a trauma, a slip and fall, a workers' compensation case. They just don't understand it. We finally got sick of it. The insurance companies that fight you and try to beat you and your injury claim, they have the knowledge. They have the information. And what do you have and who do you have? And it finally dawned on us years ago that we need to do a means of communication, i.e. these radio shows and other means of communication. We write books. We have information on our website, championsofthepeople.com. We want to educate you. We want you to give you the information we think is important for you to have a level playing field with the insurance company. You know, when you're in a crash, and we've explained this before, it's worth mentioning again here. When you're in a crash, somebody rear-ends you, somebody T-bones you, somebody crosses the center line and hits you, head-on collision or partial head-on collision, the cars go spinning, boom, you're off to the emergency room. Then you're off to your doctor. This other person caused the crash, rear-ended you. Let's take that example. They rear-ended you. Their insurance company of the at-fault party, the one who hit you and rear-ended you, that insurance company then makes all the decisions. The person who rear-ended you is pretty much, for all practical purposes, out of the picture. They still have to be in the picture to, quote, cooperate, end quote, with their own insurance company. That's the insurance company that's going to try to beat you and defeat you. They have to cooperate, but other than that, and they have to give their deposition as part of the cooperation, but other than that, the insurance company is in control. What does that mean? What does that mean for you, the injured victim? Don't you need to know those rules? Yes, you do. Don't you need to know the rules of the road, the rules of the insurance navigation? Yes. Yes, you do. It's like a navigation system in your car. You get in and you turn on the navigation system and you want to go from point A to point B and you want your navigation system to get you there. Same thing with a legal crash. Same thing with a legal game plan involving a crash. Same thing with injuries out of a crash. You need a legal game plan to identify the track, the path that you will follow to be successful in this war, and it is war, against the insurance company. You see, they step in. You see, they have their own strategies. They have their own computer programs. They have their own highly trained and well-trained adjusters, right? You see that. You know now, and you will in the future, you know that they're going to try to beat you and defeat you, and they train their adjusters. For example, you know when you call up the adjuster the first time and after you've had a crash, and this is the adjuster for the at-fault insurance company, for the at-fault party. I mean, do you really know what they're going to do and say? If they ask you questions and ask you to sign forms and releases for medical records, do they have the right to do that? If you give it to them, you're consenting, you're agreeing. They beat you on that point. And they have a lot of points they are well trained on to beat you. So it's a fight and a war between you and the insurance company, right? The person who hits you is around, but they don't do much. The insurance company for that person decides if they're going to pay you for your injuries and damages and losses, which is what we're talking about today. That insurance company decides when they're going to pay you and if they're going to pay you and whether or not they're going to force you to go to trial. We've said that before. You know, let's say you're injured in a crash and your medical bills are $25,000 and that insurance company for the at-fault party offers you $11,000, take it or leave it. You don't like it? Too bad. Do something about it. Well, when you're going to do something about it, that means you have to file a lawsuit. Some people don't want to file a lawsuit and they count on that. But then when you file the lawsuit, they call you greedy. You're greedy because you want money for your injuries. Nobody knows that they offered you $11,000 for your $25,000 in medical bills. And as I'm going to teach you today, medical bills are only one part of the damages, injuries, and losses that you can recover. There are other parts. So if there are other parts and the insurance company offers you $11,000, take it or leave it, on the $25,000 of your medical bills, and they haven't even covered your other damages, injuries, and losses like physical injuries, like surgery, like quality of life, etc., I'm going to tell you about it today. If they haven't covered those and they don't want to pay you for those and they lowball you on the one category they're going to pay you on, meaning medical bills in this example, then they force you to file a lawsuit. Then they call you greedy. Then they call your attorneys greedy. greedy. The only people who are greedy in that fact situation, that example, is the insurance company. They don't want to pay and they want to keep their money. They count on sometimes people not wanting to file a lawsuit. They count on maybe they know the attorneys aren't going to be prepared. So they judge and grade you, the injured victim, and they judge and grade your attorneys. If you have attorneys that are well known to the insurance companies, that we will file a lawsuit, we will go to trial, we will prosecute the case, then many times the attitude changes. Then many times you get fair compensation for your damages, injuries, and losses. That's what we're talking about today, harms and losses. What are damages, injuries, and losses? And what are the precedent requirements for you to meet before you claim money, damages for your harms and losses? The accident, liability, meaning, who's liable for the crash? You say, Gary, that sounds pretty simple. I got rear-ended. Of course they're liable. We have done exact shows and lengthy shows on how the insurance company many times can try to blame you when you were sitting at a red light doing nothing, MYOB, minding your own business, and boom, you get hit from behind. And you say, that's incredible. I did nothing wrong. I was stopped at a stoplight. I was stopped at a stop sign. They rear-ended me. And I don't have all the time today to go into that part of the show because we've done a show on that before, but there's an example for you. They try to blame you. Liability. Why? Because it can reduce the payout that they pay you for your harms and losses, your damages, injuries, and losses. How does that work? Here's how it works. In Colorado, we have a comparative negligence statute. Sounds like a bunch of legal mumble-jumble. But, as we used to say in the military, listen up. I'm going to explain it to you. Comparative negligence statute means you compare the negligence, if any, by and between all participants in a crash. You say, okay, I'm following you so far, Gary, but I got rear-ended. Why is it my fault? And so if they can tag you, and I mean they, meaning the insurance company for the at-fault party, if they can tag you with partial responsibility, I saw one recently where they said, well, the person shouldn't have stopped at the yellow light. They should have kept on going, but they stopped and the yellow light turned to a red light. So it's partially your fault, even though you were properly, legally stopped at a red light. That's one way. There are many ways. But let's say that. So under the comparative negligence statute I was just talking about, they compare the negligence of you, and you say, I wasn't negligent. I stopped at a red light, Gary. But they compare the negligence of you because they're going to say you should have gone through the yellow light. You shouldn't have stopped. You had plenty of time. And compare the negligence of you, the injured victim, with the one who rear-ended you. And so let's just use a stupid, ridiculous example. This is a low-ball example because it's easy on the math. Let's say they were going to pay you $1,000 for your whole case. And they tag you and say you're 20% responsible. And the driver who rear-ended you is 80% responsible. So instead of paying you $1,000 in that particular example, that low-ball example, they would subtract 20%, i.e. $200, from the $1,000 and pay you $800 instead of $1,000. And, of course, they low-balled the $1,000 to begin with. So they started low and then found a way to carve out your negligence, your claim negligence, which you didn't have any, and use it against you and pay you less money for your harms and losses. So first, as a precedent condition to collecting money for your harms and losses, you must be able to prove, and your attorney must be able to prove, definitively, liability, meaning who was at fault and why. And once that's done, sometimes it's more of a fight than others. Sometimes it's not a fight, but that's usually rare or rarer. So once you get over the hump and the hurdle of proving who's liable in the accident, who did what, and you can see those same principles applied to like an intersection accident, somebody turning left in front of somebody. But once you get over the hurdle of liability and you prove the other person was at fault, they rear-ended you in this example, and then you go to your harms and losses, your damages, injuries, and losses. That's what they pay you for. What a concept. That's all you have left under our civil jurisprudence system. That's what it is. You say, wait a minute, I've been injured. This is going to affect me the rest of my life. It's been 2 years since my crash. I am still having tremendous problems here. I've now had surgery recommended to me. I'm going to live with this the rest of my life. What do you mean? You're only going to pay me that low amount of money. This is going to affect me. I'm 25 years old. I'm 34 years old. I have a life expectancy of X years. I'm going to live, for example, 44 years life expectancy, statistical mortality tables, and I'm going to live with these injuries for 44 years. What's that worth? And so you need experienced injury attorneys that you can rely on and count on to prosecute your case and navigate the insurance system to win the war. You know, you need a legal game plan, a strategy. We think that concept is so important that we wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. We trademark protected the concept because we know insurance companies have their own legal game plan against you. They have their own strategies against you. You must have your own strategy. You must have your own strategies. And if you do, and when you do, and you and your attorney know what to do, you can win the war. Bell and Pollock, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You can email us there. You can call us. All of our books are there. Free e-books. You can download an e-book on any of our books. We have six books, and you can download them, or you can call our law firm, and we'll send you a hard copy. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. Brad and I have over 30 years of experience helping injured victims put their lives back together again. You can call for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. 303-795-5900. championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected, and you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell and Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell and Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell and Pollock on Twitter. Bell and Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs, and for years, we have done cases all over the state of Colorado. We've done them in Fort Collins, Sterling, Durango. Brad is in Durango this week. We've done them in Steamboat Springs. We've done them on the Western Slope. Bell and Pollock, over 30 years of experience each. We have a firm of very competent lawyers who are willing to help you. Put our team to work for you. You get a team, experienced paralegals, experienced attorneys for your case, for your injuries, for your life, for your well-being. We know what it takes. We know you need to be educated. That's why we do these shows. We do other things as well. We've written books. Go to our website. It's an information-loaded website, championsofthepeople.com. Today's subject, we're talking about harms and losses. What are those? Damages, injuries, and losses. What are those? How do you get paid for those? How does the insurance company pay you? In the top of the show, we covered the fact that they want to attack liability so they can reduce the payment, blame you for part or all of the accident, blame you for part of all of the crash, and therefore they can reduce under the comparative negligence statute, which I explained at the top of the show. charging you, the injured victim, with so much negligence, charging, and then they're insured, the one who hits you, with so much negligence, and that way they can reduce the payout to you. So, you must first, as a condition precedent, win the war on liability. And it can be won, but you have to understand the playing field. That's why we encourage you early to come in for a free initial consultation. It's free. A free legal game plan. It's free. We'll give you our book. You can have it right now. You can go on our website, championsofthepeople.com, and download a copy of our book. Any of our books. We have 6 books. We have one on hit and run. We call it Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. We have one on just insurance. We have one that's the definitive guideline in Colorado on car insurance. You need to have these books. You need to follow, read, heed, know. Then you can win the war against the insurance company. So, you've been injured in this crash. You've been off to the doctors. We've told you about medical treatment. We've told you about the attacks insurance companies can and will place on you and against you. Listen. This is a war. If you need to understand the enemy, you need to understand the enemy. You need to understand their attacks. Where are they coming from? What are they going to do? What is their strategy? Then you can win. Then you can beat them and win the war and have received fair compensation. You must have attorneys that are knowledgeable, that are willing to fight for you and go to trial. At Bell and Pollock, we do our own trials. We don't refer our trials out to any other law firm. Some law firms do. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. So, what can you recover in a crash? What are the categories? That's what they're called, legal categories of damages. The first category, medical bills. You can recover from your medical bills, even if health insurance company paid for your medical bills, even if Medicare paid for them. But you have to know how to navigate that system. So, if your medical bills are $30,000, they have to pay. That's part, not all. They want it to be all. That's part of your damages. That's part of your damages, injuries, and losses. And no, the insurance company doesn't get to discount your medical bills and say, well, your medical bills retail value might be $30,000, but the health insurance company only paid $20,000 or $15,000. So that's really how we're going to calculate this. No, that's the Garden-Schwartz case in Colorado. They have to pay the retail value of the medical bills. That's one element of your harms and losses. What's another element of your harms and losses? Physical injuries. What does that mean, Gary? Well, what are your injuries? That's why you have to have a legal game plan tailored to your accident, how the crash happened, the mechanism of injury. How did you get injured? You have to answer these questions. Come on. Your attorney has to answer these questions and know what he or she is doing. So you had a mechanism of injury. You were injured anatomically, orthopedically. You had anatomical orthopedic injuries, maybe to your neck, cervical part of your spine, maybe to the low back, lumbar part of your spine. Maybe you have a herniated disc. Maybe the MRI was positive on the cervical part of your disc, and you have radiating pain into both arms, down your arms, into your hands and your fingers, called radiculopathy. You have to know the medicine to claim the injuries, to get paid, to win the war. So your physical injuries are part of the categories of damages. So if you're going to have surgery, different legal game plan, right? If you're going to have injections, maybe transforaminal epidural steroid injections, you're going to have a different legal game plan for your damages, a legal game plan for liability, who's at fault, and a legal game plan for your damages, injuries, and losses. That just makes sense, right? It makes perfect sense. You can't just guess. You can't just hope somebody's going to pay you. One of the biggest myths in this business is, I was rear-ended, I was injured, surely some insurance company is going to pay me. Wrong. Surely some insurance company is going to be fair to me and pay me fair compensation. I mean, that's what insurance is for, right? Wrong. You will get paid fairly and appropriately if you follow the rules of the road, if you have attorneys that can navigate the insurance system, and if you have a legal game plan for all elements of your case, right? That makes sense. So, back to your anatomical injuries. Maybe you have a sprained neck. Well, do you have microscopic bleeding? Do you have annular tears? They said it was a sprained neck, so it's not worth much, but it won't go away. You know, sometimes just think of the times in your past, in your life, where you maybe you slept wrong, you woke up with a stiff neck, and it was there for, you know, it was there all day long, and it was just killing you, makes you miserable, angry, frustrated. And you get up the next morning, you think, and you hope it's going to go away, but it doesn't. You get up, and now you're more angry. You can't work at your computer. You can't do your work in construction. You can't work on the construction site, and you do, and it hurts, and it kills you. You go to bed that night, the second night, and you get up and it's still there all day long, angry, frustrated, hurting. You go to bed the third night. You wake up in the morning and wow, it feels great. Hallelujah. It's gone. Wow, I feel great today. When you have a permanent injury in your neck or your back or any part of your body, and it doesn't go away, and it's going to be lifelong, and there's going to be permanent residuals, meaning it's going to be there for your life expectancy. There's no hallelujah moment. It's not there. That's part of what you need to get paid for. That also goes into the third category of damages, pain and suffering. So far we've covered medical bills, we've covered physical anatomical injuries, which can include traumatic brain injuries, concussion, post-concussive events, post-concussive syndrome, post-concussive symptomatology. That affects your life, period. But if you don't know how to navigate the insurance maze, and if you don't have a strategy, meaning a legal game plan, read our book. If you don't have those things, you're hoping, you're guessing, and they're going to eat you for lunch. They're going to eat your case alive. They have these insurance companies for these at-fault parties have their own attorneys. Who do you have? They have their own doctors. Some of them have doctors, orthopedic doctors down the hallway. Some of them have them on staff. Some of them have them on call. And for sure, they have all their doctors that examine you when you make your claim and say, well, nothing's really wrong with you. That's the subject of a whole different show. We've covered that. You need to know it. Why? So you can win the war on your insurance claim, on your injury claim, against the insurance company for the at-fault party, the one who hits you, boom, sent you off to the ER, EMTs, treatment with your PCP, physical therapy, massage therapy, acupuncture, injections, chiro, on and on. They attack your categories of damages, but now you know what your categories of damages are. There's also categories on economic losses. What if you can't work? What if you can only work part-time? What if you can still work? And they said, well, you're working. What's your problem? What's your problem? You're working, but it's everything. It takes everything you've got to get through the day. And then when you come home at the end of the day, you're spent. You can't spend time with your family. You can't enjoy your life. What do you work for? Right? You can't enjoy your life, but the insurance company says, well, you're working a full 8-hour day ever since the crash. We don't see a problem here. What is your problem? Get over it. No. You pay for the injuries, Mr. and Mrs. Insurance Company. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make a legitimate, competent, thorough, complete claim for your injuries. Bell and Pollock, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. In the mountains, our number there is 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we have over 30 years of experience each helping injured victims put their lives back together again. And that's one of the reasons we do these shows. I said earlier in the top of the show, we just got sick of people coming in and they're not really knowing what they need to do. And if they come into us late, maybe 6 months after the accident, 2 months after the accident, a year and a half after the accident, the insurance company, in many instances, already taken advantage of them. Wow. Now you know. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist, your work is affected, and your life is affected, and you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. legal strength to fight the insurance company, and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call. That's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys, and we lay it on the line with you here. You can go to our website. All of our shows are there. All of our podcasts are there. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. We were talking about harms and losses today, categories of damages, and one of the biggest ones, which I didn't get to in too much detail, I'll be glad to cover it with you, is called quality of life. How does this accident and your injuries affect your quality of life? And the insurance company says, not so much. You're okay. Well, people come in and to us all the time, I can't play golf anymore. I can't be in my bridge club. I can't concentrate. I can't sit there. It's aggravating. There's no hallelujah moment. Think about this. We're coming up on the end of the show, but think about this. Aspen Music Festival. I love it up in Aspen. I love the music festival. I always sit there and watch these world-class musicians play their instrument, pianos, violins. And I wonder, you know, what the insurance company would say if these people were injured and they injured their hand and they can't play anymore. Not only is it their livelihood, it is their passion. What do you think about that? And what do you think about when the fact that you and your activities are restricted and limited by these accident injuries? Give us a call, Bell & Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our podcasts are there. All of our books are there. They're free. You can listen to them. You can listen to the show as soon as it's loaded. Any of our shows, the subject matters are there. We do an hour-long injury show on KOA on Saturday mornings, 10 to 11 in the morning. You can listen to that. You can listen to the podcast. We do it because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.